Module 4 and Session 13 of Horse Biz Bootcamp. This is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching, as always. This module, which includes the last four sessions of bootcamp, is about putting yourself and your business out there and getting the word out about what you do. There is so much that I want to say about this. Marketing is a universally challenging concept for most of us. It's not comfortable. We want to do what we do best and rely on word of mouth to sustain our businesses. We want to let our services speak for themselves. We want to be with our horses and work with the people in our tribe and let that be enough. And this is okay. Sometimes it is enough. As a horsepreneur, if you're happy with your schedule, your clients, the horses you serve, and your income, there may be no need for you to invest time, energy, and money in building your business. If, however, you'd like more clients, more income, more time, if you'd like to cast a broader net or shift to a new niche, if you're just starting your business or entering the final chapter and thinking about retirement or an exit strategy, if you'd like to develop your competitive career and have a business that supports it, you're going to want to make putting the word out part of the way you run your business. Darn. Most of us have an aversion to self-promotion. It feels icky. It's uncomfortable, and we avoid it as best we can. If you think about it, there's nothing inherently wrong with recognizing and owning your awesomeness. In fact, people who do generally exude confidence and generosity. They build up others around them, and they believe in their own ability to make shit happen. Why, then, are most people so reluctant to verbalize what they're good at and claim their own value? I have conversations with clients about this all the time. Even some of the most confident people are reluctant to talk about what they're good at and feel insecure or reluctant to market their stuff. Even in private, they qualify their statements with things like, oh, I don't want to brag, but, or I don't want to sound conceited, or there are tons of people better than me. We generally don't feel comfortable talking about our value. And beyond that, we often can't even see our own value because we've been conditioned to avoid appearing conceited. I've come to believe that there are a couple of reasons for this, and I decided to include these in this module because I think that understanding our own thinking is the best way to change it. You may or may not think these apply to you, but I encourage you to explore your own experience and begin to move into the discomfort of claiming your own value if it is something that you find challenging. We live in a culture that surrounds us with messages from a hyper-commercial media. We view sales as something pushed upon us. It's everywhere, and it's everywhere we look whether we ask for it or not, so it feels invasive. Most of us have grown up in a world in which we've become accustomed to being manipulated to some degree by commercialism. We also have a political system built around self-promotion, depicted in its most exaggerated and unethical form. As business owners, we do not want to risk being viewed as pushy, and we certainly don't want to make promises that we can't keep. So this is valid, and it makes many of us cringe at the mere mention of the word marketing. There's a deeper layer to this as well that pertains particularly to women. For centuries, women could not protect themselves physically or financially. They were not protected by the law, and they could not own property. This meant that their survival depended entirely upon being likable and pleasing to stronger, more powerful members of society. So sadly, this is still the case for many women around the world. And even though it's no longer the case for us, we still have some deep-seated instincts that tell us to fly under the radar, to not appear to be too strong or to stand out, and to avoid criticism at all costs. We've inherited this legacy. People-pleasing has become such a powerful force for many of us because our DNA tells us that our survival depends on it. Claiming your own value can feel quite literally like you are putting your life at risk. Because anytime you claim your own value, you become visible. And when you become visible, you make yourself open potentially to criticism or to people disagreeing with you. I think we could all agree that you're not actually putting your life at risk when you put yourself out there. But not everyone will like what you do. That's a good thing. Not everyone will like what you say. That's also a good thing. You don't want to appeal to everyone. You want to appeal to the people who need and want what you're offering, who are interested in your mission, and who possess qualities that are important to you. If you are white bread neutral in your marketing, are not authentic, or you try to appeal to everyone, you'll get lost in the crowd and you'll be known for nothing. If, on the other hand, you are laser clear about who you're helping, you understand their needs and challenges, and you speak their language, you'll shine like a lighthouse in the dark and attract the people who are the best match for you and your business. So this is why we're starting this module with a session about your ideal client. If you don't know who you're talking to and trying to attract, how can you reach them? You can't. Identifying your ideal client is important because it helps you understand them better, communicate with them, serve them more effectively, and become visible for them. I'm going to ask you to make an avatar of your ideal client. Think about all your favorite clients you've had. If you're just starting out, think about people you know who you think would be great clients for you. What qualities do they share? What are their challenges? What do they want? What makes them happy? How old are they? What kind of riding do they do? What kind of horses do they own? You can even go as far as to describe what kind of car they drive and how they like their lattes. You want to know your ideal client so well and know exactly who you're talking to. You can even give your avatar a name for fun. You want to be able to put yourself in the shoes of your ideal client. What are they motivated by? What are they afraid of? What are their aspirations? Describe the kind of barn they want to be in and the kind of training program they need and the kind of community they want to be a part of. Get cozy with your ideal client over the next few weeks. What do they appreciate about you and your services? You might be surprised to learn some new things about your ideal client through this exercise. Your advertising and your message will be much more effective and powerful if you're speaking to someone who you know really well. This is particularly important if you're in transition and wanting to shift to a new niche, if you're in a new location, or if you're starting a new business and want to build your clientele. The law of attraction will come into play here. The more you expose your brain to your ideal client avatar, the more your ideal clients will show up in your world. So, be ready.